Roz and Mocha Show. Toronto's number one hit music station.
Kiss 92.5.
What was Hilary Duff's big song?
Oh.
Remember Hilary Duff was like one of the biggest stars in the world in that genre? Lizzie McGuire? I don't know if there was anybody bigger at that time. Because there was no Hannah Montana. Britney sort of dipped a little bit.
Hang on, let me see.
I'm a huge fan of Hilary Duff.
Is that this one?
What song is this? Gosh, she sounds like a kid. Wow. So Hilary Duff was in Toronto yesterday. She teamed up with Duracell and Hasbro to deliver toys and batteries down to the kids at SickKids. Dan Mori talked to her yesterday afternoon. I was hanging out with her yesterday morning. And
was she nice?
She's such a doll, and she's just lovely and kind and smart and sane and all that stuff. And SickKids is one of those places that it's so heartbreaking to even walk into that place. It is just, it destroys everything I have in me. Like, I walk into that place, and it takes everything I have to just not burst into tears as I walk through the doors. Like, it is just, it's insane. It's a happy place. Like, it's a wonderful place. But when you know exactly what it is and what's going on in there, it is just brutal, man. And so she was down there, and we were setting up for the interview, and she was handing out toys for kids. And I don't think she'd mind if I said this, as we talked about it. But she was handing out toys, and it was a big curtain, and we were behind the curtain setting up, and then she was handing out toys for kids and singing songs with them. And then all of a sudden, we're just setting up the lights, and Hilary Duff walks back, and she's just, like, busted. Like, busted, where you could tell, like, she was out there with these kids, and it was a little bit too much, and she just needed, like, 5 minutes to just sit and cry. And then I almost started crying. And then she pulled it together, went back out, and finished off with the kids. She's married to Mike Comrie, former NHL player.
Yeah.
And she's got a little boy. And this was Dan Mori with Hilary Duff yesterday.
Our new mom, Luca, by the way, so adorable. Now, he's almost two. Is this his first real Christmas?
Yeah. Last year, he had no idea what was going on. It was, you know what, it was a lot of, like, noise. And I finally just, like, had to put him to bed. So he didn't understand the concept. And this year, I think it's going to be a different story. We're going to get a Christmas tree on Friday. And, you know, getting to enjoy Christmas with a child is so much more exciting. You know, it's exciting every year to be with your family, but to see it through your kids' eyes and to experience it all over again in, like, a young kind of way is so beautiful and exciting. And I can't wait. I'm sure he's going to tear into those packages this year. You know, he couldn't really do that last year. Nervous about where the ornaments are going to go. Like, maybe just at the tip top of the tree or something.
Well, it's like having a cat almost when you have a two-year-old child, right?
Yeah, they're, like, pawing at stuff. I'm a little nervous he's going to, like, turn the thing upside down, but...
It's true. I'll come home and all the ornaments on the tree are moved down to the bottom branches.
Yeah,
my tree.
Like,
so
Roxy or Pickles the cat? Which one of y'all did this?
No, she takes them all from the middle and puts them down at the bottom.
Because that's her section.
Yeah, because that's where she can lie on the floor and then just stare at herself in the balls that make her nose look huge.
Just like Daddy.
More from Hilary Duff and Dan Mori.
As a new mom, and you are a celebrity mom, is it so important for you to, are you overprotective in hiding Luca from the paparazzi? I know there are other celebrity moms that are in court, like, fighting for the protection of photographing children. Are you now in that group?
You know, I'm a little surprised that they didn't kind of, like, try to gather bigger, like, everyone together that believes in those rights and wants those rights for our kids. I think, like, the more moms we could have gotten together, the better, but I'm totally an advocate for it. I think kids should be able to be kids as long as possible, and I hate when they take photographs of my son, and I hate when they jump around and there's 10 of them all snapping away when we're just trying to enjoy each other at the park, you know, and every moment seems to be documented for people to make money on, you know, and it's encroaching our time together and our happiness and our growth as mom and son and family and all that stuff. I mean, it's just really tough, and I understand that it's a business and people are making money, but there has to be some rules. And then they do disgusting things like who wore it better on like a three-year-old celebrity's kids that both have the same outfit on. It's like, it makes me sick. I think that's really wrong. And I totally think children need more rights.
Well, I'd sign the petition after that.
How was that? Like anger, like fire just came out. Sorry.
Obviously, Angelina Jolie's kids wear it better every time. And for all you other Hillary fans out there, she is back in the studio doing new music.
Nice.
So she'll have that for you soon.
Nice.
Okay, good job. There you go.
On the Roz and Mocha Show, weekdays 5:30 to 9 a.m. on Toronto's number one hit music station, KISS 92.5.